Galnet News Digest, 27th of October 3302. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, attack of the Tobleroids. The Loren trial starts as Prism system goes into lockdown. Potty Professor Palin promises magnificent meta-alloy material. He can wrestle bears with his bare hands. Attack of the Tobleroids. Those nerdiest of the nerds from Nerdland, known as Canon Interstellar, have once again come up with the extraterrestrial goods in record time. The pointy-headed, tinfoil hat-wearing, lab-coated biscuit munchers triangulated using Starfield images and have located what appears to be an abandoned alien facility full of triangular obelisks. It seems unlikely that these are of Thargoid origin, as everyone knows that Thargoids do things in eights. An unnamed commander has therefore suggested that these may be the remains of a race of Tobleroids, who died out shortly after watching the film 2001 A Space Odyssey and becoming obsessed by the idea that it was more important to build obelisks than eat. In addition to the triangles, there are huge earthworks, some parts round and some an irregular hexagon shape. There are also strange bluey-green glowy things, a tall pillar, and some slightly unnerving patches of ground that start to luminesce when you get close. Slightly disturbingly, the obelisk shapes are reminiscent of the tiny obelisk found on Mars in 2280 and held out of sight by the Federation. Some of the ancient artifacts and data available from the site can apparently be used to bribe engineers. So if you want to see ancient ruins and not a smoking pile of debris, I'd suggest you visit soon. Loren trial starts as Prism system goes into lockdown. The trial of Kahina Loren has started in Leeson City in the Prism system, amid heightened security on an unprecedented scale. The trial is the first time Loren has been back to the Prism system after abandoning her post more than a year ago. The system has been ruled since then by Ambassador Cuthric Delaney, who greeted Loren as she arrived. Admiral Petraeus, who would have been the victim of the alleged plot, is also attending and possibly orchestrating the trial. The increased security comes amidst fears that the presence of Loren and Petraeus in the system may provoke civil unrest. Petraeus earlier this week announced that the Empire will no longer be bound by the London Arms Limitation Treaty and is likely as a consequence to embark on a new round of battleship building, which will be a bonanza for the Guttermeier Corporation. Loren's trial is expected to be held behind closed doors. Potty Professor Palin promises magnificent meta-alloy material. Professor Ishmael Palin, one-time director of the Palin Institute and now the go-to expert in thruster technology, has issued a statement from his base on Maya A3 that may bring hope of far more robust warships. Palin did not give details of his discovery, but he claimed that he's discovered properties in the meta-alloys he's been collecting that could be used to great effect in combat starships. Although Palin said he was some way from developing a working prototype, he promised that he'd share his discoveries with the galactic community as soon as he was in a position to do so. He can wrestle bears with his bare hands. Having been victorious in the dangerous games earlier this year, the EG pilots have established themselves as a galactic power under the leadership of Yuri Grom. As anticipated, the power vacuum caused by the power play exclusion zone in the Clea Karma region has been used by the EG pilots to gain a foothold on the galactic stage. The power play exclusion zone has now been lifted. Little is known about Leader Grom, who attained the rank of Admiral in the Federation Navy before clashing with the Federation and establishing his own independent power. The EG pilots released a statement in which they described Grom as idolised by his supporters and respected throughout his controlled systems. His support amongst the population is absolute, his dominion unshakable. Pictures have circulated of Grom arm wrestling, firing machine guns, riding pimped-up motorbikes, riding a horse bareback and shirtless, shooting tigers, and wrestling a fully grown bear. Galnet notes that Grom's career and the future of the EG pilots promises to be anything but boring. And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the Galnet News so you don't have to.